Just a few halachot in the laws of Talmud Torah. We're reading from Halachot Olam, Chelek Chet, starting on page Shin Petet. Berit Kiruta, Shekol HaKoveya Talmudo Bebet HaKeneset O Bebet HaMidrash Lo Bemehrahu Shokheyah Vekol HaYageyah Ve'amal Batalmudo Besin'a Mahkim Shne'emar Ve'etzinu'im Chokma Vekol HaMashmi'a Kolo Beshat Talmudo Talmudo Mitkayim Biyado. So the rabbi over here brings a few rules. Number one, the Ikar Limud is in the Bet HaMidrash or in the Bet HaKeneset. The Yerushalmi says that people that study in the Bet Knesset, the Bet Midrash, lo b'merahu shocheyah. He doesn't forget his learning that fast. It's segula to remember his learning. And for that matter, the Hakamim say whoever learns b'tzina'ah in private, without fanfare, in a very low-key place, so it says machkim, that brings chokmah to a person, like the Pasuk says, ve'etzinu'im chokmah. Furthermore, when a person studies, he's supposed to study out loud. Mashmiya kolo b'shat talmudo, so that's also talmudo mitkayim biyado, his learning will stay by him. So then the question is, it says in the Gemara in Ta'anit and Avzayin, on the Pasuk, Herev el abadim benu'alu, Herev al sonehem shal tamidei hachamim, she'oskim batura bad bebad. That God forbid there's a sword over the heads of the tamidei hachamim that study alone, that don't study with the Havruta, or they don't study in the group. So the question is, does that apply today? So Hakam of Adya, right, the explanation is because when you're studying alone, you can make mistakes. There's nobody there to correct you. There's nobody there to crystallize the sugya. When you're learning with two people or more people, so everybody contributes to the subject, and the subject becomes clarified. But a person studies alone, he makes a mistake, nobody corrects him, and he's going to continue with the mistake. But the Hakam says over here, V'chatva mefarshim shebizman hazeh shelomdim min ha-sefarim shapir dameh. Says today that we study from the sefarim. Today you have books. Which is the books themselves have the answers. And therefore, when one studies with a sefer, that's already considered like a havruta. Of course, it would be better to study with a live person, but if studying from sefarim today is considered like studying with a havruta. V'gaon ya'avetz b'aktama l'sadro katab, shebe'eretz Yisrael shaviram machkim shapir dameh. The Yavetz said that in Eretz Yisrael, where the air of the Holy Land is machkim, even studying alone is okay because you won't make mistakes, because the land itself brings a person to greater chokhmah.